You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. A former worker at the Byron Burger chain, who was deported to Brazil immediately after immigration officials appeared at one of its restaurants last month, has been telling this programme about what happened. He was one of 35 people escorted away after coming to what they thought was a staff meeting. Well, our reporter Emma Wilson has been speaking to him. And Emma, there have been protests targeting the burger restaurant since this happened. What did this man tell you?
Yes, I've been speaking to a 24-year-old worker from Brazil called Rafa, who came to the UK in May 2015. And I got in touch with him through one of the unions who've been demonstrating in solidarity with the workers who've been deported over the last few weeks. And he says the reason he wanted to leave Brazil in the first place was because of the economic instability there. He was struggling to find a job and he felt that he didn't have many opportunities or many prospects there. So he thought he'd come to the UK to try his luck. And after a couple of months of searching, he found a job at Byron. So I asked him to tell us what happened on that Friday morning, the morning of the deportations. And he spoke to us in Portuguese, so his answers have been voiced up in English.
They agreed with everybody that there would be a meeting on the Friday morning. And they told everybody to be there. Around 9:30, the meeting began. And the lady who was conducting the meeting looked nervous, strange. But we didn't notice anything. It was just another meeting about a work-related matter. So for us, it all looked normal. Then around 9:40, that's when the immigration people arrived at the restaurant. And when I saw them, I knew what was going to happen, that we were going to have to go back home. In my restaurant, it was six people. Out of those six, two were not there. So they took the four of us who were there and took us to a corner to conduct an interview, asking things like why we were there, how we managed to get there, where did we live, the basics.
So Rafa was deported that same night, and he told me that immigration officials treated him really well and he had time to sort out his belongings and say goodbye to his girlfriend, because he's obviously built a life here, so he had to say goodbye to her as well. And he said he's not upset about the fact that he was deported. I think he always thought that that was going to be a risk. But he is upset about the way it was handled by Byron. So I asked him how he felt about the fact that his employers had called them into work for this supposed staff meeting, only to be met by immigration officials.
I felt very bad, because we didn't expect it. I could be caught at any moment, in the street or in one of those operations by the immigration office. But the way it was done was what bothered us, what made us sad. Because although we didn't have proper documents or paperwork, we always paid our taxes. We had been using fake documents, but we paid our taxes normally. That's what made us the saddest. They used us and they threw us away. The fact that we were deported is not a problem. It's their job. We came to the country illegally. We were caught by the immigration police. They caught us and forced us to leave. I know I'm wrong, but the way it was done is what bothers me.
So you acknowledge that what you were doing was illegal and that you were in the wrong?
Yes, I've always known that since I arrived. Whoever goes to the UK knows the risks. And you know that if something happens, you can be arrested or deported. The risks we always knew. Nobody comes to you and says, just go there, life will be easy and nobody will bother you. That's not the point. The question is how they did it.
Emma, what has his former employer Byron said?
Well, Byron released a statement saying they were completely unaware that any of their workers were working in the UK illegally or were in possession of these false documentation until the Home Office brought it to their attention. They said they carried out rigorous right-to-work checks, but the false documentation that was provided was really sophisticated. So I asked Rafa about that and he said he had used a false national insurance card and a false Italian identity card when he was applying for the job at Byron.
Emma Wilson, thank you. Well, Anita Pali is a solicitor specialising in business immigration at the law firm Doyle Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning.
If an employer is presented with what turns out
as it was in this case, to have been fake papers. How difficult are those to spot?
Well, that's the thing. It's, I suppose, all employers required under the right to work check requirements, which are laid down by the Home Office, to carry out a reasonable check on the document. It has to be more than a sort of glance of the passport and any documents provided. You literally have to do a thorough check and then retain copies on file, which have to then be signed and dated by whoever's viewed them. So in this case, it seems as if Byron did do that, and they retained the relevant copies of the documents, which evidence the right to work. But it's transpired that those documents were then, forged documents. So as a result of that, it seems as if the Home Office, in either they did a sort of internal audit, came down to Byron and did a check on their files, or it may be that through third-party intelligence, the Home Office were informed that the person was working illegally, and therefore they took action.
If Byron at that point had not cooperated with the Home Office, what would have happened to them?
Well, that's it. So if at that point an employer is told that there is an illegal worker on site, they'll be committing a criminal offence if they then continue to employ that worker. And that seems to be the case here. So Byron had to cooperate with the Home Office.
But does cooperation involve what in essence happened at this, which was that the workers were brought to a meeting under false pretenses? They told they were there to learn about how to cook burgers.
Yeah, and I completely agree that it wasn't probably the best way to do it. But I think in that scenario, it's very difficult to alert the workers in advance that the Home Office do want to meet with them, because there's a risk of absconding, particularly if they're illegal workers.
So, but what if you say to the Home Office as an employer, okay, fine, we didn't do the right checks,
yes,
go find them?
Yes, I mean, that is a possibility as well.
Is that cooperating with the Home Office?
Usually, from my own experience in this scenario, if an employer does detect that there is an illegal worker in sight, the Home Office will usually tell them to keep them there. I've had a few scenarios where they've been asked to allow them to keep working, and then they've turned up and removed them. So obviously in this situation, they were invited to a team meeting, and it happened that way. So it's not a brilliant way, but I guess it's the only way of really ensuring that they get all the workers in one go.
So. Anita Pali, thank you. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.